The National Association for College Admission Counseling says colleges shouldn't worry about SAT and ACT scores. The study found there is little correlation between standardized test scores and college performance. Bill Hiss led the three-year study.
Essentially, what we found was that there are no differences in either cumulative GPA in college or in graduation rates between the submitters and the non-submitters.
Over two-thirds of four-year universities require standardized test submissions. Hiss does not recommend doing away with them altogether.
Several reporters today have asked me, should we just abandon SATs? And I wouldn't go that far. It's not that the SATs or the ACTs have no predictive value. It is that we don't find them to be evenly predictive or reliably predictive across populations.
Hiss believes low SAT scores may dissuade students from applying to certain colleges.
The students simply don't apply to your institution in the first place because they think their tests are too low, even though they would be successful if you would let them in and give them a chance.
He believes a reliable predictor of college success is the student's high school GPA. Alexis Mason, Annenberg Radio News.